Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. As always, you can bring up anything you'd like. The number here is 941-373-1220. Though do keep in mind, if you call that number and we pick up the line and put you on hold, there will be no audio there. It's kind of atypical for a radio station. They literally don't have that cable plugged into their phone box here, so apologize about that if it seems confusing. Just be patient. We will get to you and get you on the air. 941-373-1220. And if you are also wanting to use Skype, you can do that tonight. We've got that available. The username is lrn.fm. In fact, that's where Matthew is, and we're going to start out this hour with Matthew in Austin via Skype. Now, Matthew, you're talking about a film festival coming to the Austin area, as it does on a yearly basis, South by Southwest. And there's a company, Sidecar, I think you called it, that is going to be launching its services in Austin very soon, in fact, during the festival.
Now, they're already doing services elsewhere in the country.
And from the description you gave us, and are you still with us, Matthew?
Yes.
Great. The description you gave us, this company basically is a mediator between, or a provider of communications between drivers and people that, passengers, potential passengers. You have to have a profile of some sort. That way the driver and passenger can know who they're looking for and who they're dealing with. And I think that's a smart idea, right? Because, you know, maybe you don't want a creepy looking dude picking you up if you're a lady or something like that. So this company allows you to basically post that you want a ride, and then area drivers can come to get you. Am I understanding correctly?
Yes, that's correct. And also, one of the things that makes it so unique is that it is not technically a service. It is a mediator, as you had said. And one thing that really set it apart to me is the fact that not just the riders will rate the drivers at the end of the ride, on the app where the suggested donation has been taken, The drivers also have to rate the riders on how they were in the car. And then if either one of them gets too many low ratings, they can be banned from the community and prevented from using it in the future. So In that way, it's an exclusive community of people who are helping each other out.
Yeah,
for interesting.
What would be considered gas money.
Now, well, I love it. I think it's a great idea. And what you're saying is Austin decided they were going to try to intervene. They have sent a threat, a legal cease and desist, to the company's offices in California.
That is correct. Austin Transportation Department Director Robert Spiller said in no uncertain terms that sidecar service is prohibited by city ordinance.
I wonder how many taxi companies Spiller owns or has worked for.
That's a great question. I'm not aware of that. However, I am aware that today, in response to Sidecar's response to said cease and desist letter, Sidecar basically said, we're going to do it anyway.
Good.
We don't care. And I love that. So I signed up to be a driver for them and
Fantastic.
Went to their meeting, which was last Tuesday, and I thought it was great. And when I learned more about how it actually works, I was fully on board and excited.
Neat.
So today, I find that news article I posted to the site, and I also found out that the city, in response to to Sidecar's response, then took the action to have a ordinance passed under with short notice, mind you, amend the impoundment ordinance, where if they get caught, if any sidecar driver gets caught providing services, as they say, then the police will be able to declare an emergency situation and immediately impound the car.
Wow.
I guess there was they had to go through some kind of paperwork system in order to do that. But
now, freedom's on the rise there in Austin.
Yeah, absolutely. And now this is from our supposedly progressive and liberal city council.
Well, they're progressive and liberal as long as you have a taxi cab medallion and you pay them
getting their cut.
Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for that little medallion. Now, if you just want to give a ride to somebody, not so progressive.
This is right back to what we were talking about last night with how regulations are proposed as protections for consumers but in reality just serve as protections for existing businessmen, and in this case it's the taxi cab companies who benefit from this by, you know, essentially attempting to intimidate drivers like you out of doing this, you know, service. I mean, you don't really want to call it a business because, like you said, it's for donation. If somebody appreciates your driving, they can give you a few bucks for gas and your time, and, you know, that's that. Just like anybody who is a friend of another person, when you ask for a ride somewhere, if your friend can't drive, then, you know, usually they show their appreciation by throwing you some money for your time and the gasoline. But this isn't the first time we've seen governments cracking down on this. I think it was a story out of Florida where some old guy in his 70s ended up getting arrested because he took some undercover cop somewhere.
Yes, and in fact, the city has stated that they are planning on conducting sting operations to try to bust the sidecar drivers.
I bet they will.
So, I think that this is one of those situations that is really ludicrous. We've had people call in and say, look, they're protecting the passenger. You don't want unqualified people giving people rides. I mean, you know, bad stuff can happen. There could be some kind of incident or that kind of thing. But I really question exactly what kind of protection taxi cab companies are giving or the city that gives out these medallions. I had a job as a taxi cab driver here in Sarasota, Florida, between gigs at radio stations. You know, somebody had to pay the mortgage at my house, so, you know, I knew that it was going to be a kind of a short-term thing because I figured I'd be going to work for the other station when it opened up, and that's what happened. So, you know, I drove a cab for about a month, and not pleasant or anything like that, but I had to go get a cab license. To get a cab license, I had to get my criminal background checked. My criminal background couldn't get much worse. I'm a convicted murderer. But they went ahead and gave me that little laminated piece of paper with my picture on it and called me a taxi cab driver. Now, exactly how is the government protecting you if they are licensing murderers to give you a ride?
Yeah, and one of the things about Sidecar and other ride-sharing services, as I was mentioning before, is that both sides, the rider and the passenger, or the passenger and the driver, rate each other. So, you know, It's not just that the driver has to be nice, but the rider has to be nice, too.
That's
a dual honor system.
Now, is this company, you said they're starting up in Austin. Does that mean that, you know, in Little Keene, New Hampshire, we have no chance of having this service because we're just, you know, the market's too small? Or is it something where anybody anywhere can get involved in this?
That's a great question. You know, I think their website is side.cr.
Mm-hmm.
You might be able to contact them through there if you're interested in that. There's another service, one of which the name escapes me, but the other service is called Lyft. And I believe Lyft was first. It's Lyft. And they wear little fuzzy pink mustaches on the fronts of their car. So to me, that kind of seems like an advertisement, because one of the things that sets Sidecar apart, as it was explained, is that there's nothing on your car indicating that you're a sidecar driver.
Mm-hmm.
It's all done through the smartphone app, but the Lyft service has the fuzzy pink mustaches on the front, and they're also in San Francisco. But
Matthew, my question for you here is, have you been scared away from this? Because you went to this meeting, you signed up as a driver, you're ready to roll with this, it sounded like, and then you told us that they wrote another threat against Sidecar saying, well, look out, because now we've got this new ordinance that allows us to impound anybody's car right away who we determine has been violating our taxicab ordinances and that they plan on doing sting operations. Are they going to scare you away?
I don't think so, man. I'm not just going to, you know, let their threats.
So you're willing to put your car on the line in order to participate in this this service, which, you know, arguably may not really net you that much money. I mean, who knows what kind of payout you'll get?
Well, at this point, you know, I've contacted Sidecar and expressed those concerns, and they've assured me that in the event that an impoundment occurs, that they would be there to support me.
I would also be careful in the way that I asked for money, because the you know, usually what this is you know,
when you don't ask, right? They just give you something through the app later on.
Right. There's no cash. In fact, if any cash is exchanged, the entire system nationwide can be shut down.
Okay.
You can't take cash, tip, payment at all. Everything must be done through the app. Now, okay, if they want to leave you more or less on the app than what is suggested, they can do that.
Okay. Because I think that's the biggest problem here is if you're doing it for some kind of pay, and I guess maybe if Sidecar is willing to back you up, then that's a good thing.
Matthew, will you keep us in the loop on what transpires here?
Yes, absolutely.
And appreciate it.
This is the first time I've called you guys. I've been listening since about 2005, most of your podcasts.
Awesome, really man. Glad to have you on board. Thanks for the call. More coming up.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here, 941-373-1220. You can take control of the airwaves. That is the point of this radio program. Again, 941-373-1220. The number is different than it normally is. Usually, we're in our Keene, New Hampshire, LRN.FM studios. Tonight, we're in Sarasota, Florida. which is where both Mark and myself were born and spent most of our adult lives, most of our lives here. And it's good to be back, at least for just a little while, and, you know, visiting some old friends and getting to be in a real radio station again, because we've been doing the show from my living room for the last decade for the most part. So it is always fun to be in a legitimate station here. We're on the third floor of a bank building in downtown Sarasota. And are we supposed to go out to some kind of a shindig tonight?
Tonight. Yeah, we're going to go tonight. We're going to go to a place called Shakespeare's,
okay,
which sounds to me like they have dark beers, which makes me happy.
Okay, cool.
There's going to be a little listener appreciation party there. Joe, a longtime listener of the show, suggested that place. And
great.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, we were here a few days so that, I guess, news of our arrival kind of trickled through the social networking sites so that people figured it out. So there's supposed to be a handful of people that have kind of RSVP'd.
Okay, cool.
So,
you've been handling that, and I appreciate that. So
yeah, I probably handled it poorly, but, doing the best I can here.
All right. So we're here in Sarasota. The number is going to take you right into the WSRQ studio phone lines, 941-373-1220. Also, you can connect with us on Skype. Use username LRN.FM. As we go to the phones, we'll talk to Ingrid, listening in Maryland. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Hey.
Hey, Ingrid.
Hey, yeah. I was calling in because I went to the Bradley Manning hearing today.
Oh, do tell. This was the one where he, for those just tuning in, pled guilty to 10 of the charges. There are still 12 charges remaining, which will be heard in trial this summer. He read a 35-page prepared statement, a handwritten statement, in front of the judge and answered several questions. How long did this go on?
His statement, when he read it, it didn't seem to take too long. I didn't have my watch with me, but it seemed like it was about just a little over an hour.
Okay.
And then the judge questioned him for a long time afterwards. He did plead guilty to about half the charges. And the judge was asking him a ton of questions, was he depressed at the time? No. Did he know what he was doing was wrong? Should they had access to the information? She basically was just asking him all these questions while he's charged. So that went on for maybe 4 or 5 hours.
Wow.
It's a long time to go through this, and I guess these are the minor charges.
He wasn't sentenced today, correct?
No, and the strange thing is it's not a plea deal.
Right.
The prosecution is still going further with the other charges, which include aiding the enemy. And they're claiming now that, remember how they claimed to have gotten Bin Laden with the SEALs?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually going to call one of the SEALs in because apparently on Bin Laden's computer there was WikiLeaks information. So during the court martial, they're actually going to try to bring that information in.
Mm, wow. Yeah, do you have any kind of clue on this one? Because it seems like Bradley Manning needs his head examined if he was pleading like this. And I can't imagine his lawyers...
His lawyers were standing right there.
Yeah, his lawyers going for it. So this is, this is beyond me to interpret. I don't have it, I can't figure it out. Do you have any idea, any kind of insight as to what might, since you were there...
She's been at several of these hearings,
right,
by the way.
The reason why I think he's pleading guilty to... a lot of the charges is because he also chose that he's going to be tried by the judge today, and I think it was very brave of him. He said that he did it. He knew that according to the rules, of the military, he wasn't supposed to do that, and in a way, he's taking responsibility for it, and he said that the reason why he released that information was because he thought what they were doing was wrong, and he wanted to get that information out to the public. And he's not hiding, behind any other reasons, that he's a whistleblower, and he's standing behind what he's doing. And you have to remember that he's also facing, life in prison. He's still a very young man.
Mm-hmm.
He's in his early 20s, and he's already spent a tenth of his life behind bars. And he hasn't even gone to trial yet.
Yep.
And I think it's also to show, the judge he didn't really set that information because, like, he wants to hurt the United States or hurt anyone. He just wanted to do the right thing. And hopefully she'll realize that, but, you know, it's up in the air, you know.
What was your interpretation of this judge? I mean, by the questions that the Guardian highlighted in their piece, it certainly sounds like she is, you know, a fan of the military. Obviously, they give her a paycheck, and she works for them. So, you know, what do you think about her interpretation of what he had to say and the questions that she was peppering him with for hours, apparently?
Well, I think she wants to know. She wants him to understand, like, you know, what exactly he's admitting to. You know, if he pleads guilty, you know, that he, even without the other charges, like, he faces a maximum of 20 years. So a lot of the questions, you know, were to, you know, make sure he understands, you know, what exactly he's admitting to, you know, what he faces.
Does this woman seem like a real... you know, a real hard ass, or does she seem like somebody who has some compassion inside her somewhere?
Well, she's actually, like, been, she asked questions, like, you know, for, like, everyone, and one thing that's kind of different than from, like, a civilian, or just, like, for the witnesses, you know, they'll go up there, the prosecution will ask questions, and then the defense will ask questions, and the judge will ask questions, too, and, like, for example, during when they were testifying for Quantico, then, you know, she asked them, she was like, well, if he's on suicide watch, why did you give him a razor every morning so he could shave himself?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, you know, that's the type of person, from what I can see, is, you know, she wants to get to the bottom of everything, and she'll ask questions, you know, of, like, I mean, it seems like she's being hard on Manning, but then she's been hard on the witnesses, too.
So you can't get a read on her? Would that be your answer?
Yeah, I do know that she's towards the end of mandatory retirement, so it's not like she has a big military career, like, over her head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but, I mean, it could go anywhere. I don't know, like, if she's going to be, like, you know, give him a lot of time or, you know, less time. I mean, it's really in the air, but he's in a really tough situation, you know, like, because his choice was, you know, be tried by her or a military court. But then
she's not a military court?
No, I mean, not a military court, sorry, like a panel, like a jury, but they're supposed to be made out of military people.
Got it.
But then they could even be harder than she is.
It's possible.
Like,
certainly true.
A lot of military people, they think he should be executed.
Now, I know that this lady, you know, gave Bradley Manning some credit because she claimed that he was mistreated in his incarceration. But the credit was like 30 days or something like that, if I recall correctly. It was the amount of days. It wasn't, and it was in the double digits, in the low double digits. So, I mean, I guess it doesn't seem like she's, you know, ready to do anything nice for the guy.
Yeah.
Ingrid, thank you. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight with the update, and do keep us in the loop. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 941-373-1220. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And do get interactive with the various features that you will find waiting for you there. And some of those features include the listening choices. We've also got the fact that you can create the content on the website. You submit whatever you want to freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page to start, where it must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page of the site, so we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air. Once again, you can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive.
FreedomsPhoenix.com is a news aggregation site. There you can go and see all kinds of news stories. The people who believe in the ideas of liberty have submitted to FreedomsPhoenix.com. And I get the their daily dispatch daily. Actually, I think I get it twice a day. Ian, do you get their dispatch?
I am sorry, but no.
No, you don't get it anymore. Just too much stuff in your mailbox.
Yeah.
I get it, and I think it comes in twice daily, but I think that there is a once daily option. You can go take a look there at freedomsphoenix.com. I'm looking at some of the stories at the top of their website right now, and they've got, you know, I like some of the science stuff too. They've got astronomers think they've captured the birth of the youngest planet ever. The Attorney for Freedom Show and other news from KQCK, and environmental indifference, financial crisis, Trump's climate issues, a survey. So you can go there and take a look at all the different stories that they have available to you and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com.
All right, our number again, 941-373-1220. As we continue, Vince is on the line listening in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Vince. Do we have, Vince? Vince going once? Vince going twice? No Vince. All right, so 941-373-1220, also on Skype as username LRN.com. FM. So I think that we've gotten all the information that we know of out there about the Bradley Manning story. It's sad, and we'll keep you in the loop as to what transpires as far as the sentence is concerned. We may have to wait until after the trial to hear about that. But in other news, if we get a chance, I want to get to the story about Dennis Rodman in North Korea. It's a very bizarre story. But last night, Mark, we...
A basketball player?
Yeah. That Dennis Rodman.
All right.
Yeah, he popped up in a very unusual place.
All right.
Sitting next to Kim Jong-un during a basketball game in North Korea.
Okay.
So there's that news, and then, of course, plenty of other stuff to talk about. But last night, there was a story that we didn't get a chance to discuss that I thought would be pretty interesting about pessimism.
Yeah, we really wanted to hear this story.
And I will share that with you here. It's from The Telegraph over in the UK. And it says here that the Victor Meldrews of the world finally have something to rejoice about. And Victor Meldrew is apparently a character on a show called One Foot in the Grave. Now, presuming that's a BBC show with which I'm not familiar, and just based on the the concept of this news story, he's probably a pessimist.
Got it.
In that show. Anyway, older people blighted by pessimism and fear for the future are more likely to live longer, according to scientists. A study into 40,000 adults across 10 years has found those with low expectations for a, quote, satisfying future actually led healthier lives.
Huh.
In contrast, people who were overly optimistic about the days ahead had a greater risk of disability or death within 10 years. The extraordinary research published by the American Psychological Association will no doubt prove comfort with anyone with a tendency to grumpiness, or to anyone with a tendency to grumpiness.
So I'm trying to figure this out. This just doesn't make any sense to me. A person with a bad attitude is going to live longer than a person with a good attitude.
That's the claim.
Now, I wonder if this is this taken sort of in general, best... I mean... Are optimists more likely to eat things that are bad for them? Is that it?
Good question.
Is an optimist, like, I'm just thinking about, say, skydivers. Now, there has to be an optimistic individual, right? If you're willing to jump out of a perfectly good airplane in the hopes that some silk will keep you alive until you get to the ground, you're pretty optimistic, right?
Sure.
I mean, this is going to work. I have faith. That kind of person would seem like they would live a shorter life than a person who would say, no, I'm not leaving the airplane. That's a dumb idea. In the sense that they are willing to take more risks, and people who take risks are more likely to end up to be road jelly. So, I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with something here. It just doesn't make any sense to me. This flies in the face of everything that I would have believed up to this point.
Yeah, and I definitely want to dig further into, what the meaning of this is and how likely it is that there's any accuracy here. I mean, they do claim to have tested, looked at 40,000 people. So that's a pretty significant sample size. That's
a good number, yeah.
Friedrich Lang, lead author of the study from the University of Erlangen, Nuremberg in Germany, said, "Our findings revealed that being overly optimistic in predicting a better future was associated with a greater risk of disability and death within the following decade. Pessimism about the future may encourage people to live more carefully, taking health and safety precautions." The research, based on data collected between 1993 and 2003, asked 40,000 respondents to rate how satisfied they believed they would be in 5 years' time. They were interviewed again 5 years later, and their satisfaction levels compared with their own predictions. Those who overestimated how happy they would be were found to have a 9.5% increase in reporting disabilities and a 10% high risk of death. Older people who tended to have a darker outlook on the future were shown to be the most accurate in their predictions, with optimistic youngsters overestimating their success.
Okay, so, that doesn't mean anything to me as far as how accurate you are in estimating your success. I mean, it's a lot easier to estimate your failure than it is to estimate your success, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's true. You do have to fail your way to success, and in a lot of vocations and business, you've got to keep putting it out there over and over again and keep getting, you know, like the author we talked to, Kira Peekoff, the standard story is you got to submit your script to 100 or something publishers before one of them might say yes to you, right?
And, you know, I mean, but even more than that, it's just not that difficult to attain mediocrity. I have succeeded at mediocrity. Yay. I will get up this morning and perhaps make it to work.
Yeah, that's a great point. So measured predictions are more likely to be successful.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I mean, like if I say, well, likely I will live to the end of the show, I haven't achieved much. But if I say I'm going to have the best radio program, the best hour we've had on Free Talk Live, I'm going to achieve in the next hour. Now, that's going to be a much greater goal, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's not difficult to attain mediocrity.
So,
the question is, why are they living longer?
Unexpectedly, we also found that stable and good health and income were associated with expecting a greater decline compared with those in poor health or with low income, said Dr. Lang. Moreover,
say it again. I'm sorry.
Unexpectedly, we also found that stable and good health and income were associated with expecting a greater decline compared with those in poor health or with low incomes.
Okay.
I'm also having trouble following that.
They were going to get a greater decline. You know, being grumpy will make you wealthier. I don't know.
That seems to be what he's getting at.
Healthier.
He said, moreover, we found that higher income was related to a greater risk of disability. We argue, though, that the outcomes of optimistic, accurate, or pessimistic forecasts may depend on age and available resources. So basically suggesting that maybe there's some other factors involved here. These findings shed new light on how our perspectives can either help or hinder us in taking actions that can improve our chances of a long, healthy life. Of those interviewed, 43% of the oldest group were found to have underestimated their future life satisfaction. 25% had predicted accurately, and 32% had overestimated, according to the study. We can tell you a little bit more about this here. And is there anything to this? Does this study mean anything at all? Does this mean you should change your perspective on life? Become more jaded? Become more cynical in the hopes that you'll be healthier in the long run? That seems like a real bad idea to me. We'll come back with more here at 941-373-1220. 941-373-1220. More coming up. Your thoughts welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. The number here tonight for you is 941-373-1220. Though, do beware, if you call that number, you will not hear a hold feed. Hey, I didn't hook up the studio. It's not my fault. It's just what we're having to deal with here. Somebody called in last segment, and multiple calls were on hold. Turned out there was only one person there because he wasn't sure what was going on, because normally when you call a talk radio station, there's a hold feed. Unfortunately, that is not currently set up in the studio here at WSRQ. So just be aware of that when you call in 941-373-1220. You can also call us via Skype at username lrn.fm. I am adding contacts to our list right now. All you have to do is send us a contact request. You will be added, and that'll make it easy for you to connect with us in the future at your leisure. So, once again, 941-373-1220 is the number. Don't forget to join us over at freetalklive.com. Bitcoin tip jar is there. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You got some bitcoins, or maybe a fraction of a bitcoin? You can throw it into our tip jar. And also, if you haven't taken the time to learn about bitcoins yet, there are useful links there that will help you understand this decentralized, incredible cryptocurrency that is changing the world.
That's right. Bitcoins, they allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees on that. And that's a really big deal. Also, you can do it potentially anonymously on the internet. That's another really big deal. They give you complete control over your money. That is another really big deal. You don't have complete control of your money if it's in some kind of bank account or being given to some organization to send or receive money. Bitcoins, you're not giving your money to anyone to send it. You're sending it yourself. That what Bitcoins are not only a currency, but they're all also a money transfer system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes Bitcoin's revolutionary. The numbers are just skyrocketing on Bitcoins. I think they're up to the mid-33s now. We've been talking about Bitcoin since they were 20 cents a piece. Imagine for a second if you put $1,000 into Bitcoins right now at 20 cents a piece, and they're worth $33.50 now. You'd have a lot of money. There are a lot of people here that listen to Free Talk Live still skeptical about Bitcoin, still dragging their feet. Hey, tell you what. maybe bitcoins will crash. But it really looks like they're probably going to go up in the meantime. As a matter of fact, here's a prediction. At some point, bitcoins will crash. Bitcoins will be worthless. Something will come out that's better. Now, I don't know if it's going to be 1 year or whether it's going to be 1,000 years. I don't know the answer to that. But, you know, buy in at 33, ride it to 100, and get out. Triple your money. There's my advice to you.
Like you said, just a prediction. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. Anything can go on.
What's the prediction?
Oh, you said you were making predictions about Bitcoin.
I predicted that it was going to crash.
Right.
You don't think Bitcoin's going to crash?
I don't know.
The sun is going to burn out, Ian.
I get what you're saying. But probably not in our lifetime.
Did I make that prediction?
Right. I get what you're saying. I'm just saying
live longer. They may make it, Ian.
Predictions are what they are, and that is you don't know anything about the future. So we'll see what happens. Bitcoin, it certainly is interesting, and at least you know about it. A lot of people out there don't even know about it. If you're listening to Free Talk Live, you know about Bitcoin. There's a shocking amount of people that haven't heard about this yet, and they're going to be getting in on it on the back end. So it's probably early on in Bitcoin's rise to prominence.
Yeah, I couldn't say what the world of currency is going to look like in 100 years. I don't know the answer to that. But it looks right now, I can tell you, that there's no currency on the planet that holds a candle to Bitcoin in its security, its value, and its transportability, the way that you can send and receive money on the internet. It's essentially precious metals for the new age.
So back to pessimism here as a subject. There's this study where they looked at 40,000 people over a 10-year period, and they asked them to predict how happy they would be or satisfied they would be with their life later on. They were then reassessed 5 years later to see how accurate their predictions had been. According to the study, of those interviewed, 43% of the oldest group were found to have underestimated their future life satisfaction, meaning that they were more satisfied later on than they thought they would be. 25% had predicted accurately, and 32% had overestimated, according to the study. Research published last year, this, by the way, the Telegraph reporting, by the Office for National Statistics in the UK found most people are now living 6 years longer than the current life expectancy projections, with no sign of an upper age limit. And previous studies have suggested that unrealistic optimism about the future can help people feel better while facing inevitable negative outcomes such as terminal disease.
Now, this is interesting because, these positive thinking religions that are out there. I went to one that was called, the Celebration Center, which did a New Thought kind of religion. But there's the Secret, I think, is probably the most noted of among them. They would tell you that your positive thoughts create a positive future for you, right?
Uh-huh, sure.
And, I mean, it's kind of interesting here that the optimists are less successful and less happy than the pessimists are in sort of a long-term situation? I mean, is that what I'm hearing?
That appears to be the claim here, and I think that your perspective on it was very useful, Mark, in that, you know, if you're predicting something less than stellar for the future, it's not hard for you to feel better when something better happens. But, if you're predicting something absolutely astounding for your future, then it may be easier to be disappointed about that if it doesn't come to transpire.
Now, what I was hearing in this test is that these people were rated higher for predicting, more happiness than they had. So if, for instance, I'm sitting here saying, well, I think I'm going to be unhappy in the future. I feel fine now, but I think I'm going to be unhappy in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned out, well, you know, my attitude in 5 years, was it 5 years was the period?
Yeah. Well, there was a 10-year study, and I think it was they measured in five and then another.
In 5 years, I said, well, I'm reasonably fine now, but I think I'm going to be unhappy in the future. And then they rated me again, and I said, well, I feel reasonably fine now. But I couldn't, obviously they're not going to rate you again at that point. So I just kept on predicting that I was going to be unhappy, but I felt fine. Do you understand?
Yep.
And I sounded like Eeyore. And whereas the person who says, things are fine now and, life's pretty good, but I know I'm going to achieve more. I know I'm going to be more. I know I'm going to do more because I'm okay. And, that person did that three times. that person, you know, the happy, you know, either one of them is fine, but the one person's living a sort of grumpy life and would score well, and the person who's living, you know, what sounds like a pretty happy life in their head is scoring poorly, mm-hmm. because they're just fine, and but they believe they're going to do better in the future, right. you know? So either way, they're both equally happy at the end. They're a 5 on the scale. One believes he's going to be a 9. The other one believes he's going to be a 2. And the 2 guy just keeps on overachieving at a 5, and the 9 guy keeps on underachieving at a 5. And, you know, either of them, they're equally happy.
Yep.
And they should be rated equally at the end, but they don't really. There isn't really a way to rate happiness. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So really what they're rating is success at meeting your goal.
Let's go to Bill. He's in Mississippi listening to WPBQ in Jackson. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
This struck a chord with me, the current discussion. I am now very optimistic because of the very pessimistic and negative experiences that I've had in the past. And all this means to me on a personal level that I can foresee and understand things that the system has tried to impose upon the masses, and I've taken the view that different things, and of course, people who are locked into talk radio can see a lot of it, because shows like what you guys have, you're exposing the negatives of the system, and people are becoming educated at the grassroots level, and you can see a rise of you know the understanding that we have trusted the system for too long, and this cradle-to-grave programming by all the various faculties of everything that we've been expected to do and you know work within in the past does not work, because the big entities are you know the average person is now becoming poorer, and the large controlling bodies are becoming richer, and so it's taken people such as the people such as Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and of course they're well known, but even others like Bob Pittman, and none of those guys have degrees. And you know they found a way to challenge the system because they saw through it at a point where they were able to jump onto something and achieve something far greater than what they would have been able to achieve had they locked on and accepted what was being fed to them. And
indeed.
You almost have to look at it like this, even from the standpoint of someone driving in the general public. If you just expect someone to stop at a red light, eventually someone is not going to.
They're
going to
cream you.
You have to be pessimistic from the standpoint of, yes, you have to be.
Bill, more coming up here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. From Big Head Press.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.